The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
Betty, I think we have just experienced what I would call the beginning of perhaps the greatest awakening in history. The awakening of the church and the awakening of people who love their family, who love freedom, who love truth. I think we're on our way to seeing something indescribably unbelievable only God could do. And I think it started.
James and Betty challenge you to be a part of God's mighty work of love. Next on Life Today.
Well, I've just been sitting here asking God, please tell me what you want me to share with the viewers who are watching today. I'm James Robinson. This is Betty. And I want you to know that I heard him. And he does talk where you can hear him. You can, if you know his word, you can know his voice. You know, there are rhema words. It's where he's speaking to you. And you can have conversation with God that is as clear and real as it is with your family members. And somebody asked me, do you hear him out loud? I said, louder than that. And this is something that has developed. And here a while ago, I was saying, God, just tell me where I need to start, because our nation has made, in the last months, it really happened over a period of years when we were watching it ugly, and deadliness in its highest function. How could a nation that's been so blessed be so dangerous, so foolish, so stupid, so disobedient to God's principles? Excuse me. And I say, God, please help people to see what the enemy's looks like, to be able to see. And it was like, even a moment ago, it was like he shouted this passage, this verse to me. God said, you can recognize these people that will hurt you, that will damage everything meaningful, that will destroy freedom, that will destroy the principles of freedom, that will damage and destroy, if possible, those who support the principles of freedom, which is my word, my truth. And the principles upon which great nations and great things have been established and built and maintained. And when neglected, things begin to come apart rapidly. And the truths and the principles that made a nation great like America have been neglected more, it seems, now than perhaps at any time in the life history of this nation. And it's heartbreaking. Because we have a chance, and by the way, Betty, I think we have just experienced what I would call the beginning of perhaps the greatest awakening in history, the awakening of the church, and the awakening of people who love their family, who love freedom, who love truth, who love peace and security. I think we're on our way to seeing something indescribably unbelievable only God can do. And I think it started. So I'm asking God, how do I tell people how to be careful concerning who they listen to? How do they recognize dangerous people? And he just directed me to this verse of Scripture. The expression on their faces bears witness against them. And they display sin like Sodom. And they don't even try to conceal it. Woe to them. Betty has the New Living. The very look on their faces gives them away. They display their sin like the people of Sodom. And they don't even try to hide it. They are doomed. They brought destruction on themselves, but also on others. Their countenance exposes them. Have you ever looked at the faces and the countenance of the people who promote lies and evil, and their very countenance, their face, their expression reveals their deception, their danger, their destructiveness. You see it? They're not fun to look at. And you look at the people that are in love with God and with one another, and they may be bold, they may be forceful. I mean, to be forceful with conviction is great. But you can just tell. Well, Father, help people to realize that we can recognize truth and love in your life and your truth and your principles in people through their very countenance. Amen. And Lord, we'll be like yielded clay, willing to be shaped, willing to be corrected, not only to correct, but to accept correction with gratitude. We will be yielded clay. We will be soft clay. And we can be shaped into someone who brings glory to you and accomplishes your will, fulfills your kingdom purpose. That's what we all pray to be, in Jesus' name. Well, the Lord led me to ask you to look at Jeremiah. This is chapter 2. Has a nation changed gods when they were not gods? But my people have changed their glory for that which does not profit. Now, here's God talking through Jeremiah about his people that he has set free from Egyptian bondage. They've been through the loss of all of them through disobedience and through fear. And that group is gone, and now there's a group that believe Joshua and Caleb, and they've entered into the promised land. And he wants them to live in the promised land as overcomers, where they can overcome the enemy like they took Jericho down. But they have a tendency not to walk that way, which is exactly what they failed to do when they were in the desert and could have gone on into the promised land. They just walked around in unbelief and fear. But now they're in. But then they begin to waver. And Jeremiah says, has a nation changed gods when they weren't gods, but my people have changed their glory for that which does not profit? Be appalled, O heavens and earth, and shudder, and be very desolate, declares the Lord, for my people have committed two evils. They've forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, to hew for themselves cisterns, broken cisterns that can hold no water. Is Israel a slave, or is he a home-born son? Why has he become a prey, vulnerable to the enemy? The young lions have roared at him, and they have roared loudly, and they've made his cities to be destroyed, and the inhabitants taken over, and the men of Memphis and Tapanhes have shaved their crown. Have you not done this to yourselves by forsaking the Lord your God when he led you in the way? But now, what are you doing on the road to Egypt? Why do you want to go back to bondage, back to Egypt, to drink the waters of the Nile? What are you doing on the road to Assyria, to drink the waters of the Euphrates? Your own wickedness will correct you, and your apostasies will reprove you. I mean, he's showing them, look where you're going. And this has happened throughout history in cycles. We've gone through some of those cycles that have been awful the last years. We went through a little break in 80. We held in there, and then we began to go backwards and more backwards. And we got maybe a glimpse of glory, but we didn't do anything right with it. And then it just really went down. I remember when Billy Graham called me and said, James, I preached to, 75,000 people in Florida. And he said, I told him, and I thought God had raised you up as a prophet, a weeping prophet. And I thought, well, what's the deal? I don't even remember all about weeping prophet. And all of a sudden I realized I better start reading Jeremiah. And when I did, I realized that my heart had been broken. My heart had been broken so deeply that I once asked God, I said, why do I cry so messy? Why can't I just cry and not flubber all over myself, my nose run? And God just answered me. We're having a little conversation. He said, because your broken heart has gone to your head, and it runs from your head. You don't just have a little burden. You've got a broken heart, and I can't stop it. And boy, God directed me to His Word in light of that, and I want to read it to you. My sorrow is beyond healing. My heart is faint within me. Behold and listen, the cry of my people from a distant land. Is the Lord not in Zion? Is His King not within her? Have they provoked Him with their graven idols? The harvest is past, and the summer is ended, and we're not saved. And this is so powerful. Their tongue is a deadly arrow. It speaks deceit, the tongue. With his mouth, one speaks peace to his neighbor, but inwardly, he sets an ambush for him. That's been going on. Mm-hmm. That has to stop. It stops by us making a commitment to fulfill the Father's kingdom will, by committing ourselves to Him with all of our heart to accomplish His kingdom purpose as the family of the Father, and the church to look like Jesus and to be the bride of Christ. Now, this is what we do. Every one of us, every leader, every pastor, every political leader, every businessman, every person that wants what's right, do this. Therefore, thus says the Lord, if you return, then I will return to you. Before me, you will stand. And if you extract the precious from the worthless, you will become my spokesman, his witness. They, for their part, may turn to you. But as for you, you must not turn to them. No one else controls you but me, God. But as for you, you must not turn to them. Then I will make up to you, to this people, a fortified wall of bronze. And though they might stand and fight against you, they will not prevail over you. For I am with you to save you and deliver you, declares the Lord. I will deliver you from the hand of the wicked, and I will redeem you from the grasp of the violent. Betty, amen. Is that a promise?
It really is.
Do you think you're seeing that?
I do, definitely.
Do you think God has answered prayers?
Oh, well, absolutely. More than we even realize sometimes, you know. I think He has said, here I am. I want to take you along this journey with me, but you have to be willing. You have to be so committed to what I want for this, my people. I want the best for you. I will never leave you or forsake you. If somebody leaves, it's you, not me. So let's stand strong with God and know that we can march forward with strength and honor and glory and meekness and love and present His love to the whole world.
Just take my hands, would you, sweetheart? Father, this beautiful girl has inspired me and lifted me up and changed me and held me and been such an incredible wife and mother, grandmother, and great-grandmother. What a champion. And Lord, we have together seen your miracle. And we want it multiplied beyond anything we've ever imagined. In Jesus' name, amen. That's what we're holding. And we're holding you up. Thank you. Thank you for not allowing the enemy to prevail, but allowing God to shape you and deliver you and free you and direct you for His glory and His kingdom purpose. We've been helping the poor, the hungry, the thirsty, and the trafficked, and setting them free. And right now, we're asking you to join us by giving hope to children that have been trafficked, sexually damaged, and they need a miracle. And you are the answer. And I thank God for you, because God is going to use you as you listen and you respond to His hope and His help and His guidance. Thank you for it.
Human trafficking, what it means is modern day slavery, where vulnerable people are exploited in two categories. One, labor trafficking, forced labor, and the other is sex trafficking.
Traffickers who traditionally would sell guns or drugs, they're now turning to selling children, because a gun you could sell once, a drug you could sell once, but a child you could sell over and over again.
Just tied the hand, both hand like that, and that customer will be have a sex with that child.
Our restoration home is overflowing. This is a problem, and guess what? It is a great problem to have. This is something where God is answering our prayers to rescue victims of trafficking, and now we're saying, Lord, will you answer our prayers with another home?
Here's the incredible news today, that our mission partners have found property. All we need to do is help raise some funds today, right now, to help renovate this home that will provide for up to about 50 girls, which to me is incredibly exciting. So if the Father is speaking to you right now to come alongside us and partner with us in continuing to restore this incredible space that the Lord has given us as the family of God to help restore one life at a time, then come on, come along with us. Let's do it together.
You know, we started out helping people rent houses to take care of the girls. We went with Mark Rutland, who was doing that very same thing. And boy, what a great work he's done for so many years. And we're just very close friends and partners in outreach. But we have been able to literally save millions of girls now from trafficking, and not only reach them and rescue them and restore them, but also teach them a trade and get them out in the world making a living. And many of them are leaders in the sex traffic capital of the world. We've got leaders in all areas of life, including teaching now and professors in the colleges. So it's amazing, and this is another great opportunity in Asia for a miracle. And Betty, we need $1,250,000 to just get that building where we need it, and we're asking you to help us. Betty, what would you say to our viewers about the importance of reaching out to these beautiful, precious girls and children, and what you've seen God do in their lives that might encourage them to help us?
You know, James, we've shown you many, many truths about these precious children and how what pain they go through, what fear they go through. Every day they're in fear, and they're lonely. They don't know if they'll ever get a way out. But we're offering them a way out. And when I look at what we're trying to do in refurbishing this building to make it a home for them, James, I remember as a mother how excited I got to know that I could fix a room up for my girls and fix a place for our son that looked like him and part of him. I think that's what the heart is of the people that want to help build a place, fix this place up for them, to let them know it's for them. It's our love. we showed you. We got you out. Now we're going to keep you safe. I hope you'll join with us. It's not just about the building. It's about the children and a safety and a love that we can show them.
You know, Betty traveled with me all over the world, and it was very scary. When we went to the mission field, we went where there were major wars going on. And I went without fear. Betty finally reached a place where she was basically the same way. But I just knew I had to go. And then when we began to rescue those in sexual trafficking, it was like taking the hopeless and putting the arms of God around them and to turn them into leaders and to give them freedom for the first time in their life and to see everything change because of the love of God. But it has to be expressed through you. Our viewers have reached out and put God's arms around not only the children and those we help, but the missionaries and their families that have planted their lives in many ways in the middle of hell to separate these precious defeated ones who've been held captive, to set them from that hell and give them life. Would you right now go and get your credit card? Would you use it like a check? Could you give $128 to rescue a child? Could you give $1,280 to help us rescue 10? Could you help us raise the $1,250,000? Could you give $1,000 toward that? Pray others join you. Father, we need this help. These children need a chance. Your love has sent us there, placed the missionaries there, and our viewers have kept them there with the ability to change everything in Jesus' name. Would you right now please get that card? Use it like a check. If you write a check, make it to life. But call us and tell us what you're sending. We have some beautiful gifts to send you, and you're giving the greatest gift, life and the freedom it offers. You can be the miracle that people desperately need. Thank you for being that miracle.
Innocent children longing to be loved and cared for are being abducted and sold into the evil industry of human trafficking. Through Mission Rescue Life, your gift today of only $128 will help reach, rescue, or restore a child and change their destiny forever. Gifts of $64 or $32 will be combined with support from others to help rescue one more child from the shame and pain of sexual slavery. Currently, one of our rescue centers in Southeast Asia is at maximum capacity, with the need never greater. We need to secure and renovate a new rescue home that will offer refuge and restoration for up to 50 trafficking survivors. Please consider an additional gift, as we urgently need $1.25 million above our normal budget to secure and renovate this place of hope. With a gift of any amount, we'll send you Sleep on This by Dr. David Jeremiah. This nightly devotional will help you let go of your anxieties and rest in peace as you reflect on inspiring promises from God's Word. With a gift of $128 or more, you'll receive the elegant mug set, A Beautiful Morning. Both generously sized mugs are inscribed with encouraging scriptures to begin your new day. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,280, which will help save 10 children, and you may request our inspiring bronze sculpture, Lion of Judah. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
As we partner with Life Outreach International, we are making a difference in the lives of children. It's people like you who, with unwavering support, dedication, and generosity, have been the driving force behind every rescue, every smile restored, and every life transformed. We know there is still so much work to be done, but your contribution has made it possible for us to stand up against child trafficking and for these children to be pulled from the darkness into the light. Every smile, every step forward, every dream reignited, these are all a testament to the incredible impact that your support has on these young lives. I personally want to extend my deepest gratitude for everyone who has made a difference in a child's life already. With your continued support, we will help to create a world where no one is subjected to the horrors of child trafficking, a world where love, compassion, and justice prevail. By working together, we can reach every person and rescue every child. Thank you so much.
You know, I'm just believing with all my heart that you are going to put God's arms around people who are going to be amazed at what your love does. Help us build that center that we need for the children. Very special. We need over $1 million, but it can be done, all of us together. And I want you to ask for this beautiful, beautiful bronze, the Lion of Judah, but the power of the cross. It's really beautiful. Would you please help us provide hope and life for children that have been abused? Thank you so much for your love. Thank you for being our friend. Thank you for praying for us and others. God bless you.
They made you swear to the heavens and pull yourself away from the devil. They asked for everything, promised to set you free. You made a vow to your mother that you'd give your life to your father.
For over 60 years, Life Outreach International has shared the transforming truth of God's love in both word and deed. We are forever grateful to everyone who has joined us in our mission of providing water to the thirsty, food to the hungry, shelter to the orphan, and meeting the various needs of those who are struggling. Our ministry to the lost and hurting is only made possible because of the prayers and generous gifts of our friends and partners who provide consistent, faithful support. Become a Friend for Life partner with your recurring financial gifts, and we'll send you our monthly newsletter, along with encouraging spiritual resources to uplift and inspire you in your daily Christian walk. Best of all, you'll be blessed to know that your ongoing gift is helping make possible the outreaches of life. Call now or go online to become a Friend for Life. Your monthly support will help us continue to bring God's love, hope, and healing to a world in need. One life at a time. Please. Call now.
Introducing the all-new lifetoday.org. Dive into your favorite Life Today programs, explore impactful ministry outreaches, and discover life-changing spiritual resources, all in one place. Plus, it's easier than ever to support our mission with seamless donation options. Never miss a moment to get connected, get inspired, and get involved. Anytime, anywhere, Life Today is always on. Visit the new lifetoday.org and experience the best of life.
From dope dealer to hope dealer to leading the world in prayer.
Then I turned around to go and shake President Trump's hand. He hugged me full hug.
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.